Well, hello. Happy Mother's Day. We're so excited to be here. And I'm going to talk quick. I've got some special helpers that are going to be here as well. For the moms, they got a little gift, okay? And it says on it, fill your cup. So it's some little coasters and some little cards with scripture and a little tea bag. And as I was actually kind of picking them out, it jumped in my spirit, fill your cup. And I'm like, I would love to share on filling your cup, because I think as a mom, and now everybody else, don't check out going that this is just for moms, because this is for everybody. We all need to fill our cup, our spiritual cup, okay? So I just got really excited because I really felt that God had given just a excitement and his words, I believe, to share with you about how important this is and how it sustains us on a regular basis. And so I just wanted to start with a scripture that says, you prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil of blessing on my head, and you fill my cup to overflowing. And so I wanted to show you a scripture, or not a scripture, I wanted to show you an illustration, because sometimes it's just really good to see things, okay? I love seeing things. And so as a mom, this is us, okay? All right, we're going to pretend that we're starting the week nice and fresh. We've just been to church. We got just filled up. Everything is good in the world. You know, we've got our days. We've got multiple tasks. We have people depending on us. We've got our own desires and expectations and situations to facilitate. And each of those requires a little something from us, right? Yes? Okay. Wow. I should be the one that's sleeping. I'm the one who didn't get any sleep. You guys should be. I'm right. Is that what it was? Because I'm like, oh my. But you know, and that's really good. We're made to be vessels. There's a verse in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. But in order for us to do things, how many know that we have to have some fuel to do so? And so just as this cup reflects it, in order for us to pour out, there has to be something in it. So if we just stop there, that would be great. But how many know it matters what's in our cup? Okay? It matters. We may start out the week, the day, and for some of us, the minute, feeling like, all right, we got this. And then life happens. So I knew I was going to be preparing for this, and I knew that I was going to be doing this illustration, but I wanted to share a story. And I'm like, God, I'm just not really sure what story you want for me to share about kind of our cup and using it. And then Tuesday happened. And all of a sudden, I had more than enough story for you. So I'm going to tell you about my Tuesday this week. Okay? So Tuesday started out great. All right? Took Callie to school, arrived, opened the door, and I look at her, and her face is dripping with snot. Okay? We're not talking like, oh, like, okay? And what you have to know is that we've been having some really recurrent issues with this. And so my heart, honestly, it just dropped. I'm like, oh, not again. And so you know what filled my cup? some worry. So then I take her out of her seat and I'm trying to clean everything up, and she, we're trying to teach her that as soon as you get out of the car, you go right to the sidewalk so that it's safe for her. But as I'm doing this, I'm watching this car come, and he's turning and he's coming this way. So I have her there and I've got the backpack and I'm trying to kind of wrestle her because she's kind of wanting to run, and I'm trying to get the backpack on her because there's certain ways to do things, okay? And so I'm feeling a ton of frustration and impatience. Boy, my cup's getting pretty here, all right? So then I get her into the school and kind of give directions to the people there. I'm like, this is what's happening, blah, blah, blah. Let me know if I need to come get her back, okay? So I go back to the van and I realize that my car door is wide open. I'm like, okay. And so I'm having a little shame self-talk. I'm like, how could you leave the car door open? What are you doing? All right. So then I go the next stop. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the bank because I didn't have time the day before. And I have a deposit and I put it in my purse for my work, which I normally wouldn't do. But I'm running out of time. So I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting at the bank window and I'm looking in my purse. And I'm like, there is no deposit here. And guess what enters my heart in that moment? A whole lot of panic and fear. I'm like, what did I do with the deposit? I've been practicing this, and I evidently have really used up all my food coloring. So then I stop at my work to see if the deposit is there, which I evidently had a wise thought and said, I'm not going to take the deposit in my purse. And I left it on the desk where it probably should have been. And so I'm like, okay, whew, relief, right? But then I go out to my van, and we've been having recurrent van issues. And so guess what does not start for me on my wonderful day? The van. Now, this has been going on for months, and we're trying to diagnose this thing before taking it into the dealer, you know, ching ching. And so we've been trying so many things. But you know what really rose up in my heart in that moment? There was a whole lot of bitterness. We're just going to call it what it is. Why can't we do this? Why isn't someone fixing this? This is really starting to hamper my life. Okay. So then I get somewhere, I think to the church by that time, and I receive some news that just was a disappointment. Okay. Something that I was looking forward to wasn't going to be happening anymore. Here we go. All right. And then I see, who loves Facebook, I see a post. Now, I'm not talking about any of you. Just know this, I'm not talking about any of you. But sometimes there's some old wounds or things, and sometimes you can see something and it kind of brings it up. So I see a post, and guess what it does? It just adds. It just resurfaces, okay? So we get through the day, and Callie comes to the church afterwards. And I'm in the office, she's in the nursery. We're not that far apart, okay? Like, and I'm listening, and I hear her, I think. And then she comes out, and she's missing half of her clothes. And I'm just like, okay. And so I'm like, where are your clothes? And so she takes me into the bathroom. And I proceed to find her top part of her clothes in the trash. And I'm like, okay. And they're sopping wet. And I'm just like, at this point, you know, it's been a day. It's been a day. You know, I'm looking a lot like this. Okay. And you know, it's not even that full anymore because I've been given out a fair amount by that point. And I'm like, where are your clothes? And so I realized that she'd taken them off. And so what does any good mom do when your child's running around half naked at the church? You take your sweater and some trash bags and you cover. And so that's what we did. And it worked. And so that was the day. it actually went on, and I wasn't going to share that story, but let's just say the day didn't end there, okay? We had some kind of bigger things happen that day. And I've added all these ingredients to my cup as the day has gone. And I've been pouring out, but all of a sudden, when we pour out and are pressed, what's flowing, it's just not quite so clear anymore, is it? It doesn't look quite so nice, okay? And I don't know if you've ever gotten to the bottom of a coffee cup or a foo-foo drink, as I call it. And what's on the bottom? A lot of times there's a few grounds that have gotten there, some sediment, some stuff that maybe didn't get stirred up. And it seems like the more you pour out, what's left is concentrated yuck. And not only are you feeling like you don't have anything to give, but if you're going to be really honest, no one wants what you have to give. I mean, just really, right? And so that's why it's so important to fill our cup so that we can overflow Him. And so I want to read this verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you can overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this is what we're going to do. I want to show you what that looks like without hopefully making a mess. Now, I'll let you know, I've practiced this a gazillion times. You. Holy Spirit, okay? God's stuff going into our life. Do you see what starts to happen when we overflow? Do you see what happens to all that gunk? It gets displaced. It moves. It gets cleared out. It gets forgiven when we allow the Holy Spirit to fill our lives. The best way to live is in a constant flow. A constant flow. Now, I stopped because I just don't have enough appendages to do this, but it would be me sitting there with that constantly flowing in so that He can flow through us and displace the things that are causing hurt and harm and ick inside. And here's something I want to remind you of. God wants to fill you. Let's read this verse. For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. He wants to fill you. So I just want to take a minute and we're going to just talk about what filling my cup means. To fill in that verse is the Hebrew male. Look at these. To fill is to cause to abound, to furnish or supply liberally, to satiate and satisfy. There's no empty space in there. To fill to the top so that nothing shall be wanting to full measure. Fill to the brim. Occupy to full capacity. I love this one. To make complete in every particular. To render perfect. To carry through to the end. He doesn't leave us wanting. He fills our cup. So I have some special ladies that are going to help me today share on how to fill your cup. And my first one is my mother-in-law in love, Marilyn Snaza. She's going to share.
Marnie asked if I would share, and she thought worship would be a really good one. And my son thought worship would be a really good one today, too. He is giving out a lot of what I had thought about, but that's good for you. This can be nice and short now. But when I think of worship, I think of the first thing that comes to my mind is our awesome worship team and coming here and worshiping together as a congregation. And I thought, yeah, that's probably the first thing a lot of people think of, but there's six other days in the week. I looked up worship just to see what the dictionary would have to say, and it said to have intense love or admiration for someone or something. And I thought, yeah, that is good. And I started thinking of my 40-some years of walking in the Holy Spirit or with the Holy Spirit. And I remembered way back in the beginning, one of the first things besides the Word, the Bible, that he brought into our life was a book called Power and Praise. And it taught you how to just praise when things are going wrong and things aren't the way you want them to just... There's such power when you just start to praise. And I've learned over the years when my cup isn't full. And the last thing you want to do when you're feeling down or sad or things aren't going right is to worship, to raise your hands. But I've learned more and more that if I can make myself, if you conquer that flesh, and one of the good ways that helps me is to put on worship music and just start out sitting in my chair like a blob. And you start hearing those words of those songs. And it just, all of a sudden, you start more and more feeling that intense love and admiration for God. And then eventually I'll be standing up and raising my hands, and you just feel your spirit just starting to bubble up. And the longer you do it, the more. Back in my old days, I used to even start to dance, dance around the house and praise and worship, and you come out different than you plop down in the chair. And so that is the way I fill my cup.
That was so good. So good. Worship fills our cup. All right. Our next speaker is a sweet mama in this congregation, and I have grown up with her just always being there. She's a faithful, faithful mama, and that's Deb Helbert, and she's going to share on prayer.
I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you my personal way of filling my spiritual cup. To me, it is not easy to face the day on your own. What I mean is facing the world without praying, most importantly, without Jesus. Having a full-time job during the day and another almost full-time job in the evening, it gets a little overwhelming for the most part. And I can see the bottom of my cup right away, especially when my sewing machines, my embroidery machines are breaking down, which they are right now. And my husband can attest to that because we've been calling Denver. My one machine is totally broke down. And I have this 70 jackets to get done on the 16th of this month. And I have to ship it to North Carolina, New Orleans to for their workshop. And with only one machine, it's like I'm freaking out. So we've been trying to get that, you know, the technicians to help us how to get it done, but none of them can even figure out what's going on. And they tell us something, and it doesn't work. So what I do is just, Lord, give us the wisdom, guidance, knowledge, and what to do with this thing, because I have this job to get done, and I gotta get it shipped no later than Wednesday this week. to make it to their workshop in New Orleans. So you can just see my cup getting down to the bottom. And my feeling is just the stress. But I know the Lord has something better. So, but the Bible says and tells us to make time to pray. So every morning, I go to my prayer closet. A prayer closet is not always a fancy place to worship. It can be anywhere. Mine is pretty simple. It's a place where you can communicate with the Lord. And for me, my prayer closet is my car. Going to work in the morning, getting in there, communicating with my husband, and praying. I have a 15-minute drive to work, commute, that I can pray. We pray each other. We pray with each other. And I devote that to pray with my husband. I'm a little lost here. We pray for each other, our marriage, our children, our families far and near. We pray for people who are who are sick, especially the ones that I know who are in desperate need of a mighty healing touch from the Lord. And we also pray for our nation. By the time we're done praying, I feel my cup is starting to get refilled. And it's refreshing when before we get done with our prayer, feeling that the Holy Spirit is there, filling it up. Just like in Jeremiah 29:12, it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." I pray that my spiritual cup is continually refilled to overflowing, that I can share with people who desperately need the touch from the Lord. Thank you.
This is rich. I am loving it. Thank you, Debbie. The next special speaker is my mom. And I love, Debbie, you segued right into it because she's going to talk on the Holy Spirit.
There are two special nurses in the house. I need you to come up here, please. Chop, chop. Come on.
Mama
spoke. Yeah. We are into illustration mode. Anyway, we were talking about the Holy Spirit. You can hold that. Okay. And I'm going to quiz you. That's all right. Okay, so you can tag team.
All right, I'm going to call a friend.
Okay, tell me what that is. And what do you use it for?
To listen to the heart and lungs and
blood pressure and you can
bowel
listen.
Sounds and all sorts.
Well, we could go a lot deeper if you want to.
Okay. Okay, hand that to Sarah. Okay, what? Sarah, I want you to listen to her heart.
Okay.
It's probably beating really fast.
We'll see if we can hear it. No.
Sounds pretty regular.
Thank you.
About 104,
okay.
Probably.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Okay, so this is used to determine healthy things, good things, right, with our heart? Yep. What would some abnormal things be?
Like a bad heart rate. No bowel sounds is really bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're not only talking about the heart.
That's right. High blood pressure. junk in your lungs, yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're trying to sound really professional.
And I appreciate your willingness to come up here. Now, I brought this here for another purpose, but when I saw you girls here, it was like the Holy Spirit said, you know what, take that out. You can be seated. Give them a hand. Okay, so a stethoscope. I liken the Holy Spirit to be a stethoscope. Living in the Spirit, walking with the Spirit, has been a part of my life. And I have not always utilized what he has to offer. And by the way, the Holy Spirit is a he. It is not a it. It is not, oh, he is not a it. He is not whatever. He is a person. Okay, so I'm going to start off with this verse. Maybe you better start timing me now. That was preliminary, okay? Out of John 14, 26. But the helper, I'm reading this out of the Amplified, trying to save time, and we're stretching it out. But the helper, this is the add-in, comforter, strengthener, intercessor, counselor, standby. Back to the verse. The Holy Spirit, when the Father will, this is Jesus, okay? When the Father will send, if the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. I remember when, in the beginning, not totally understanding, and I'm still not totally understanding, but probably the most important thing in walking in the Spirit is to realize that he is within you. Greater is he that is within you than he who lives in the world. I have gone through dark times, shared that, and knowing that he is right by me. And sometimes, you know, as a father or a mother, you're there watching. You're aware of the danger that could happen. All of a sudden, your child slips. You reach out, and that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. In my dark, dark moment, he reached out, literally, and rescued me. Teaching. Giving you the words to say at the right time. I visited with somebody who just wanted to end her life. I'm standing there in the store. Download. Download, Lord. I need a download because I could say the regular cliche thing, so you don't want to do that. Well, of course, that would be an easy thing to say. But the Holy Spirit gave me the words to tell this person, and all of a sudden, her countenance just changed. She says, you know, that's right. And so acknowledging that the Holy Spirit, he can do a download in that very moment when you are, you don't have words. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the wisdom. The Holy Spirit helping us to walk and live with the fruits of the Spirit. How many of us know all of them and how evident, how they need to be active in our lives? And I know I've had some conversations with my kids and it's like, okay, Kathy, you need to be seeing them through the eyes of the Holy Spirit and you need to respond, not react. The gifts of the Spirit, you know, I would love to say that I operate in all nine of them. I have operated in some of them. But how he is willing to operate through us and touch people's lives. You know, when you have a word of knowledge for somebody who's in a dark, dark place, Holy Spirit is bringing life to them. And so walking in the Spirit is not just a feeling. It's a way of life. I can remember the kids going through, I remember, I'll tell you one. Ryan, he had a struggle. And I remember him coming to youth. Marnie calls me and she says, Ryan's taken off. And she was afraid for him because he was suicidal. And all I could do was say, you know, we can't be there for him, but the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is there and the Holy Spirit can speak to him and protect him. And so there's experiences in his life that he knows. The Holy Spirit was there. Mom and Dad weren't. Sister wasn't. But the Holy Spirit was. So my life is consumed with being in the Word, wanting to learn and just understand all that the Holy Spirit has to offer us. When He's checking my heart, pointing out attitudes, pointing out selfishness, it's telling me that you need to have a healthy heart, taking me to the fruit of the Spirit, and then making those changes, not on my own, but because He has put His arm around me, and He has directed me to the Word of God, and He is speaking within me. If there's one chapter in Romans that you can read, you really should read it once a month. It's chapter 8, about the life of the Spirit. When Jesus went away, He sent, or God the Father sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is always directing us towards Jesus and the Father. And so your life, our lives can be exciting and overflowing. I love the word overflowing. And so, is it okay if I just do a quick prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to pray blessing over you. I just want to pray that there's going to be a deeper walk with the Holy Spirit. Father, we are so thankful for this day, for this moment, to come and to understand who You have sent to us to assist us with life. I pray for each individual here, Holy Spirit, that You would just reveal Yourself, because You are the revealer, and You revealed Jesus to us, and You reveal the goodness of God to us, that from this point on, that we will understand, we'll come into a deeper understanding of all that You have to offer us. We're just so thankful, so grateful, and we are a blessed people, and we will acknowledge Your goodness. And thank You for touching us with Your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So good. So good. So you have an add-on. All right. I know you can't see me, but I'll get it over here.
Okay. My machine is one down. Right? Okay, my other machine is not. So then what I've been doing is praying over the one machine that's working to continue to work and get it finished. And long and behold, the Lord has been there to finish. I got 14 jackets to do.
Yes, and we are going to see that completed in short time. Very good. This next one, as you can see, if you look around, Trisha is not here. She was originally going to be, and then there were some changes. But she sent me the information, and so I'm going to just read it quickly. Rest. This isn't referring to naps and vacations, although we like those, but spiritual rest. And when most people think of relaxing, they think of changing their circumstances, going out to a movie, going on vacation, visiting the beach. But with spiritual rest, it's not about new circumstances. It's about new thoughts in the middle of those same old circumstances. Spiritual rest is about abiding in His promises and making the time to be still with Him. To us, rest can seem unproductive. And to some, it might even come with an element of guilt or feeling lazy. But in reality, to neglect spiritual rest leaves us with weak roots. We fortify our roots by ensuring they are nourished in intimacy with the Father. Think about tree roots. They're supposed to run deep and be strong. Liken that to us. What happens when the hard, dry wind of busyness and not enough nutrients, spiritual rest, causes those roots to be exposed and stunted? That tree is now weak when the storm comes. But this is what God has for us when we choose rest. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, his precepts and teachings, he habitually meditates day and night, and he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. Abiding, stillness, rest produces fruit that sustains deeply and it remains. Transformation happens here. Revelation happens here. And devoting to him in spiritual rest will strengthen us and produce more than we could ever on our own. So don't be so occupied with production from the lips that we neglect connection of the heart. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The next one is repentance. And I know that one can feel kind of weird, like, okay. But you know, we don't really understand the cost of holding on to sin. It costs us. It costs our physical bodies. It costs our emotions. It costs those around us. And it costs in our relationship with Jesus Christ. It weighs down. It constricts. It eats at you. The call is to come clean. Come clean. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. The next one I want to share about is fellowship. I'm going to share a really quick story. My daughter, Aspen, sometimes as a mom, you just know things, right? You just know. They don't have to say anything, you know. And I knew that she needed something. And so we ended up, there was a conference, and I knew that I needed to get her there. And I knew that God had something for her. And I'm telling you, I fought to get her there. Not because of her own willingness, but like unwillingness, but because of sickness, because of things that were coming up. I'm just going, I don't know, I'm gone here. Should I be gone there? I don't know. And I just fought to get her there. And we got there. And this group of ladies, people that she did not know, one by one, started speaking into her life. And started speaking the very things that I knew she needed. But I wasn't the voice that she needed at that moment. She needed a different voice. And so they began speaking into her. And it was amazing because seriously, everywhere I looked, I'd look over and some other person was just talking into her, talking to her. People that didn't know the things that were on her heart were speaking those very things. Fellowship. God met her. God filled her cup in that moment through people just like you. Let us not consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting meeting together, but encouraging one another. Therefore, encourage one another. Build each other up just as in fact you are doing. And I love this one. I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. Everyone go, that's on me. Come on, that's on me. Okay? You have a part. You have a spiritual gift to impart to someone. And that is that you and I may be mutually encouraged or filled up in the faith. You've got something that can help fill someone else's cup. There's a reason we meet here. There's a reason that we have fellowship with one another. Now, lest you think I was going to forget this one. This is the last one. The Word of God. I can't even say it without wanting to cry because I am so thankful for the word of God. And I'm going to let you in on a secret. I do good with routines. Okay? Just letting you know. I do good with routines. That's just, someone says, oh, could you work at home? I'm like, I don't think I could. I think I just would be all over the place. So routines just help me. And growing up, I had what I felt was a really good routine with reading the word of God and having my time with him. And I remember dad, you know, he'd be saying goodnight and I'd be there and I'd have my little light on. I'd be reading my Bible and I'm like, this is so good. Like I'm doing this. This is good. Okay. And then I got married. I was just going to say something happened, but I got married and the routine changed. Okay, because someone doesn't like a light on really late at night. And just, I'm kind of a late night person. And so just stuff changed. And so it just, instead of just being an ease of routine, it just became something that was a little bit more difficult for me to work at. And so I struggled to be filled with the word of God. And as time went on, I didn't realize the depth of loss that was taking place inside of me until pressure came. Until hard times came. And the thing with the word of God is that our spirit is like what water is for physical bodies. Like the word of God to our spirit is what like physical water is to our bodies. If we don't get sustenance, if we don't get water, how many know that you can go for a while without drinking water and you're not even thirsty. You don't even feel the thirst. And that's kind of how it is with the word of God. You neglect it. You just aren't even hungry for it anymore. But once you start drinking water, guess what happens? Your thirst returns. I'll go through times where I'm not drinking water. And I'm not thirsty. But when I start drinking water, all of a sudden my body's like, that's what you needed. That's it. And that's what it is with the word of God. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life, an overflow, something that is continually flowing. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, can you say every word? Every word that comes from the word of God. And I love this one. This is just telling some of the things that the word does, okay? And we are almost done. Every word of God is pure. It is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. The word of God protects us. It says, I have stored your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It keeps us from walking down the wrong path. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me. Teach me your law. I've chosen the way of faithfulness. I've set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes. Guys, we can't do this if we're not filling our life with the word of God. It is sustenance. It is life. It fills us to overflowing. I run in the path of your commands. You have broadened my understanding. Fill my cup, Lord. If we're alive in this world at all, we will be giving up of our cup. May we choose to fill that cup with the right things in the right ways. We're going to fill our cup one way or the other. We choose how we're going to fill it and what we're going to fill it with. May we glorify the Father and overflow his beauty, grace, and love to those around us as we worship, as we pray, as we allow the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we rest, as we repent and keep ourselves clean, as we fellowship with one another, and as we read and allow the living Word of God to change us. I'm ending with this. This is what being filled does. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. Nothing else, just him. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. The Holy Spirit can work when you're sleeping, just so you know. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. I want to be that person. My body will rest secure because you will not abandon me. You make known to me the path of life, and you fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Oh God, fill our cup. Fill our cup. We need you. Nothing else will satisfy. Everything else is wanting. He's the one who fills to overflowing. God, I thank you for this time. I pray, God, that your words were spoken. Thank you for the ladies that so generously and bravely got up here to share with you their stories and how you fill them. And Lord, I just pray that as we go from this place, our cups will be filled to overflowing. This is not a guilt thing. You need to do this, this, and this. This is available to you. We have access to you. You can do what you need to do when we're filled up with the right things. So God, fill us up today. Go fill us up today with all of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.